Parshas Noach. Even though the people did not live in Gan Eden, since Adam and Chava were sent out, yet life on earth was a very, very good life. It was such a comfortable life, nothing disturbing them. Everything was easy, peaceful. For example, a newborn child was immediately able to stand and walk, and was also able to speak. That's right, a little baby that was just born was able to walk and speak. Another thing that the people before the Mabel had, they were very, very, very strong. As the Torah tells us, there were giants on the earth at that time. They were so strong, they were able to pull out tremendous trees very easily. And lions and panthers to them were as harmless as little flies. And do you know, Kindalach? As they got older, they got stronger. When they were very, very old, they were very, very strong. They didn't get weaker. It was only after the Mabel, Kindalach, that it started to work different. That when people get very old, they get weaker. But before the Mabel, the older they got, the stronger they became. Also, before the Mabel, people lived very, very long. They lived for hundreds of years. It was only after the Mabel when the lifetime of a person is till 120 years. The people before the Mabel, Kindalach, didn't know of any kind of suffering at all. They didn't even have to work so hard for their food. They used to plant once every 40 years, and the earth gave out so much fruits and vegetables for the next 40 years. They also did not have any suffering of the heat in the summer or the cold in the winter. The weather was always warm, like a mild spring day. It was only after the Mabel that Hashem said that there are going to be different seasons of the year, the cold time, the hot time, the summer, the winter, and so on. Now you can imagine, Kindalach, what kind of a good time they had. They had such a good life. It may have been too good for them, because do you know what happened? When they saw how easy life is, and they didn't even have to work so hard, they started to say, well, then we don't even need to pray to Hashem anymore. We don't need Hashem. We get all of our water by ourselves. We have streams and wells of the earth, so we don't have to serve Hashem. Hashem answered, it is with the very goodness that I have given you that you're using to go against me. I will punish you with that. Yes, with rainwater. I'm going to bring a Mabel, a flood of water to the world. Now, Kindalach, what were the bad things that the people did in that generation? Well, our Chachamim tell us there were three main Averis that they were doing. First of all, Avodah Zarah, Getchkes. They said,
we don't want to listen to Hashem. We don't even need Hashem. Who is he that we should serve him and pray to him?
And Kindalach, they even started to do different kinds of magic to show that they don't need Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. Yes, Kindalach, they went against Hashem and served Getchkes. The second Avera was killing, murdering. Yes, Kindalach, they used to kill and murder one another just as bad as the wicked people of Sodom that we'll learn about in Parshas Vayera. The third Avera was that they did not get married the way Hashem wanted them to. They would exchange wives. They would even get married with animals. And do you know, Kindalach? The judges themselves were also very bad. And yet more, the animals themselves were very bad. The dog, instead of getting married to another dog, got married with a wolf. The rooster got married with a duck. Yes, Kindalach, the animals, too, went away from the ways of Hashem. Hashem wouldn't have punished them, Kinalach, if they didn't know that it's wrong. But they were taught the six mitzvahs that Hashem gave to Adam. And in the six mitzvahs, it tells us about how not to worship idols, getchkes, not to murder, and not to get married in the ways that are against Hashem. But they did not listen. They just ignored the mitzvahs. But do you know, Kinderlach? Hashem still had patience and did not punish them yet until they started to do one more sin, one more avera. Which one was that? Robbery. They started to steal and rob from each other. If a man brought out a basket full of peas, he would soon find himself surrounded by hundreds of people, and they would all come and grab away some of his peas, until he had no peas left in the basket. They only took a few peas, so that the man cannot go to the judge and complain. The judge would say, "Well, how much does he owe you?" "Oh, it's worth less than a penny, so don't even come to me to complain. Forget it. Go home." Yes, Kinderlach, since each man took just a few peas, which was worth less than a penny, the judge didn't even want to help him. Another thing they used to do, they used to move over the line between one field and another in order to steal some of the other person's field. They also used to steal sheep from one another. If someone saw an ox or a donkey in the hands of a helpless orphan or widow, he took it away. But Kinderlach, Noach was different than everybody else. Noach was such a tzaddik. As the Torah tells us, he was a tzaddik b'dayreisav. Even in his times, when there were so many Rishaim, he did not learn from them. Instead, he learned from his Zayda, Misushelach, how to serve Hashem in the right way. You can imagine, Kinderlach, what it is like to be amongst so many bad people and to stay a tzaddik. Noach was in the times of Enosh, when they started the Getchkes, the Avodah Zarah. Noach was in the time of the Mabul, and as we're going to learn later in the Parsha, Noach was also in the time of the Haflaga, when they built up a tower to make an Avodah Zarah and to make a war against Hashem, as we're going to learn about it later. Yet, Noach did not fall for their tricks. Noach did not give in to the Yetzirah, but he stayed loyal to Hashem, serving Hashem as a faithful servant. And as we have learned in Bereshis, that Noach's wife, Na'ama, was a tzaddikis. And that's why she was called Na'ama, which means sweet, because whatever she did was pleasing to Hashem. Na'ama gave birth to three sons. The oldest one was Yefes. The next one was Cham. And after him came Shem. They all followed in the ways of Hashem, as Noach their father taught them, and as Mrs. Shelach taught them too. But do you know, Kinderlach, when we look into the Torah, when it talks about the three sons of Noach, the first name the Torah tells us about is the youngest, Shem. Why is Shem listed first in the Torah? Because he was the greatest tzaddik of the three sons. Since he was the greatest tzaddik, Shem is listed first. Hashem spoke to Noach, and Hashem said, "Ketz kol basar balafonai, I have decided to destroy all the people for three terrible averas that they have done, and mainly because of the avera of robbing each other. I'm going to bring a mabul, a flood, which will destroy not only the living creatures, but even part of the ground." Yes, Kinderlach, Hashem is going to destroy not only the people, not only the animals and the birds, but also a few tfachim into the ground, that is, around 9.5 inches deep, Hashem is going to wash away the top part of the ground, all because of the averis that the people did in those days. Hashem then instructed Noach, make yourself a teva, an ark. Make it out of gopher wood. The teva should be built very large, 300 amos long, 50 amos wide, and 30 amos high. Yes, Kindalach, the teva was very, very big. If we took a ruler to measure, it measured around 480 feet long, 80 feet wide, and 50 feet high. Hashem told Noach that the teva should have three floors. The top floor for the people, that is, Noach and his family. The middle floor for all the animals and beasts. And the bottom floor was for food, for all the animals and for Noach for the whole time that they're going to be in the teva. And also branches and plants and seeds that Noach is going to bring into the teva, which he's going to use afterwards to plant on the earth once again. And the bottom floor was also used to place all the garbage. The teva was also made with many, many, many small rooms. Hashem said to Noach that he should coat the teva, both from inside and the outside, with tar, so no water should be able to enter. Hashem also told Noach to make a tzohar, a light, for the teva. What kind of light? Well, Kindalach, some chachamim say that it was a window, while other chachamim say that it was a very special stone that Hashem told Noach to get from the river Pishon. This precious stone is going to give off light in the teva. This is, of course, besides all the other lights that Noach understood by himself to bring to the teva. Yes, Noach had many, many candles and many lights all over the teva. But besides that, Hashem wanted Noach to make an extra light, and that is the tzohar. Hashem also told Noach that the roof should come up slantwards from all four directions. And the door, the entrance of the teva, should be on its side. Well, Kindalach, Noach got ready to work right away. The first thing he did, he planted trees in order to get long and large beams with which to build the teva. Yes, in order to build such a long teva, 300 amos long, you need very, very long trees. And Hashem taught him exactly how to plant such trees to get the correct size of 300 amos for the long beams, and then 30 amos and 50 amos for the other beams of the teva. Noach then planted the trees to get the correct size for the teva, such beams which will not have to be cut down to size. Yes, Kindalach, Noach himself did this, because Hashem said to him, Asei lecha, do it yourself. This was a mitzvah for Noach himself to do without any help from anybody else. Now, Kindalach, why did Hashem give Noach such a complicated job to do? Hashem had many ways of saving Noach from the Mabul. Hashem could have just keep Noach in his house and make the water go all over the world, except not by Noach's house, and Noach would be saved. Why did Hashem give Noach a job that takes 120 years to prepare all the material and then build the teva? Like Chachamim tell us that there were a few reasons for this. Hashem wanted that everyone should see how he's planting trees and preparing the materials and the tools and everything for building the teva, and then building up the teva, which took a long time. Then the people are going to come and ask him, What are you doing this for? Why are you building this big box? This big teva? And Noach said to them, Hashem told me to do so, because he's going to bring a mabul, a flood, to the world, and he's going to destroy everybody. Noach begged them that they should do teshuvah, as long as there is still time, because if not, they, with all their family, their wives and children, will all be destroyed in the mabul. But kinalach, Noach's words did not help. The people just laughed at him. They didn't even care what he said about Hashem's punishment to them. Another reason why Hashem told Noach to build the teva was in order to give Noach an extra mitzvah, to have an extra schus, by which he and his family will be saved from the mabul. Kindalach, Noach was working very hard. 115 years he was preparing all of the tools, the trees that he had to plant and cut down, and all the other things that he needs, the parts, to build the teva. And then, the next 5 years, he spent building the actual teva itself. But during all this time, the 120 years, the people did not do teshuvah. Now, kindalach, Noach finished building the teva. It was 7 days before the mabul, and Hashem said to him, go into the teva, you and your family. That is, you, your wife Naama, your 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Yefes, and your sons' wives. Altogether, kindalach, there were 8 people. You should also take with yourself from all the animals of the world. From all the kosher animals, you should take 7 pairs. That is, 7 tatties and 7 mummies of each family, of each kind of kosher animal. And from the not kosher animals, take only 1 pair, 1 tatty and 1 mummy of each family. And the same thing, kindalach, with the birds. Now, kindalach, there were many Rishayim in those days that could have killed Noach, chas v'shalim. But Hashem promised Noach that none of those Rishayim will kill him. Hashem also promised him that the food that he takes into the teva will remain fresh for the entire year during their stay in the teva. Now, kindalach, how will Noach know which animals to allow to come into the teva? Hashem would only allow those animals that behaved well and did not do wrong things. As I told you before, there were animals that didn't get married the right way, they didn't live right. So how would Noach know which animals were good and which animals were not? Hashem gave him a sign. Hashem said, those animals that are going to come to the teva and lie down right in front of the teva, those are the animals that you should allow to come in. And that is what happened, kindalach. All the animals that were supposed to come into the teva came and lie down right in front of Noach. Of each family of the non-kosher animals, 1 pair came. That is, 1 tati and 1 mami. And from all the kosher animals, 7 pairs. That is, 7 tatties and 7 mamis. They all came and lie down right in front of Noach, and Noach brought all of them into the teva. And during all this time, no one still did teshuvah. In fact, the giants called out and said,
ho, 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 we are giants! We control the whole universe! If God brings water from above, it will not reach further than our necks, since we are so tall. Should he bring water from below, from the ground, we'll step with our heels right onto the wells, and the waters will not be able to come out from the wells. No power in the world can harm us. We can do magic, we can do many other things, we're not worried whatsoever. We are so powerful, nothing will ever harm us.
And so, kindalach, They had no intentions of doing any teshuva at all. Now when the 120 years were up, Hashem gave the world an extra 7 days. During these 7 days, Hashem did something very special. Hashem allowed a special smell to come out from Gan Eden and fill the world in order that the people should know what it's like to be good and what kind of special reward they will have in Gan Eden if they do teshuva. Hashem also gave them warnings during the 7 days. Hashem made that the sun should start going in the opposite direction. Instead of going from east to the west, from Mizrach to Ma'arav, it went the opposite, from the west to the east, in order that everybody should notice that the world is controlled by Hashem and that they better do teshuvah. Also, Hashem showed them other things. Hashem made very big lightnings and thunders and big storms. Storms were so great that they never have seen such storms before. This was all in order to waken them up to do teshuvah. Kindalach, our Chachamim tell us of another reason why Hashem gave an extra 7 days before he brought the Mabul. Hashem did not want that the tzaddik Mesushelach should have to see how the world is going to be destroyed by the Mabul. Therefore, Hashem made Mesushelach pass away. His neshama went to Gan Eden, and in honor of his passing, Hashem waited an extra 7 days. Now, Kindalach, one of the animals that were supposed to come to the Teva was the animal Re'em. The Re'em was a very big, gigantic animal. The Re'em came with its young, but it did not fit into the Teva. What did Noach do? Noach had to tie them to the outside of the Teva. In order for us to know how big the Re'em is, our Chachamim tell us of a story. This happened with David HaMelech when he was a young boy. David used to take care of his father's sheep in the desert. One day, he came across a sleeping Re'em. David did not know it was a Re'em. To him, it looked like it was a mountain. So David climbed up to the top of the mountain. But then the Re'em woke up, and with a loud roar, the Re'em stood up and got up to its full height, lifting David into the sky and giving him a ride that he didn't even ask for. David got frightened, and he began davening to Hashem. Hashem, if you let me off this Re'em safely, I will build you a Beis HaMikdash, which will be 100 amos long as the horn of the Re'em. Hashem then sent a lion to go right in front of the Re'em. As soon as the Re'em saw the lion, the Re'em bowed down in respect for the lion who is the king of the beasts. When the Re'em bent down all the way, David stepped off the mountain, that is, from the Re'em's back. But now, David was facing a big, frightening lion. David cried out to Hashem and asked, "Hashi eimi mipi aryeh, save me from this lion, u'mekarnei re'emim anisani, just like you saved me from the Re'em." And Hashem saved David. Yes, Kindalach, this is just to give us an idea as to how big and tremendous the Re'em was, and it was for that reason that the Re'em could not fit into the Teva, but had to stay tied to the outside of the Teva. Now, Kindalach, there was another special passenger who was allowed to be saved from the Mabul by the Teva. That was the giant Oig. Why did the giant Oig deserve to be saved? Because later on, as we're going to learn in Parshas Lech Lecha, Oig is the one who came to report to Avraham that Lot, his nephew, was captured. Oig came to Noach begged Nayach to save him. He swore to Nayach and his sons that he would become their slave forever. Therefore, Nayach allowed him to stay outside the Teva on a board, which was protected by the roof. Nayach drilled a hole into the wall, and each day handed to Oig his food through the hole. It was on the 17th day of Cheshvan. It was the year 1656 since creation. The rain began to fall. At first, the drops came down gently, and if the people would have taken this warning to heart and done teshuvah, then the rain would have just remained a plain, simple rain, and no marble would come. Nayach himself could not believe that Hashem would really bring the marble. He thought that Hashem would still give them another chance, and would still wait longer. So Nayach waited outside of the Teva until the waters started to come gushing down. The waters reached his ankles. Then finally, the waters gave him one push, right into the Teva, and Nayach then was forced to go into the Teva, and Hashem protected him in the Teva. There were many Rishayim who said, as soon as we see Nayach going to the Teva, we'll bring axes and smash it. Hashem said, I will show you that you won't be able to do anything against Nayach. You will not be able to hold him back from going into the Teva. Hashem surrounded the Teva with lions, and no one was able to touch it. Anyone who tried to get close to the Teva, the lions came and jumped on them and tore them into pieces. So no one was able to disturb Nayach from being in the Teva. Yes, Nayach and his family went into the Teva in the middle of the day in front of everybody. And now, Kindalach, the marble began. Hashem made the fountains of the great deep open up. It split open, and waters started to shoot out from the ground. And Hashem opened up the windows of the heavens, and waters came pouring down. Waters were coming from all sides. The waters were getting higher and higher. Now the people began to realize what kind of sudden danger is in front of them. They started to realize that Noach's words were true, that Hashem is bringing a Mabel. Now they all came running to Noach's Teva. They all called out and cried, let us in! Let us into the Teva! We will do teshuvah! It's too late, answered Nayach. You were warned during 120 years to do teshuvah, and you didn't want to listen. You only left. Such a teshuvah that you want to do now cannot help you anymore. So Kindalach, the people decided that they're going to force their way into the Teva. They want to break into the Teva. But Kindalach, as soon as they got close to the Teva, the lions chased them away. The lions started to bite them until they ran away. The waters kept on coming out of the ground and coming down from the Shemayim, from the heavens. It was pouring down. Each raindrop that Hashem sent down from the Shemayim, Hashem first boiled it and made it very hot. The rain was so hot that as soon as it fell on people's skin, it peeled the skin, because the drops were not only of water, but also of fire. And not only that, Kindalach, the fountains of the earth which opened up poured out boiling hot water. Now, Kindalach, the giants who thought that they will be able to cover the wells with their heels made a big mistake, because now that it was hot boiling water, as soon as they tried to block the wells from shooting out the water by putting their heels over it, they called out and screamed, ouch, it's so hot! They had to run away. And the waters kept on shooting out from the ground. And the waters got higher and higher, until it reached over all the houses, over all the trees. It covered the mountains. It reached even higher than the highest mountain. It went 15 amos higher than the highest mountain. And those giants who thought that they were so tall they'll keep their necks out of the water also made a big mistake. The water was so high that it went over their heads too, and they drowned. Yes, Kindalach, everything was wiped out. All the people, all the animals and beasts and the birds, and even some of the top of the ground. It all got washed away in the hot waters of the Mabul. The only ones that were left was Noach and his family, and all the good animals that Noach took into the Teva, and also the good birds, and also the big, big Re'aim. And who else? That's right, Oig, the big giant. Now, Kindalach, what's about the fish? Our Chachamim tell us, the fish were all good. There were no fish that were destroyed at the Mabul. They were all saved. Hashem made a special place for them where there was cold water that they should be able to swim and stay alive. It kept on raining 40 days and 40 nights. And during that time, Kindalach, no one was able to tell if it's daytime or nighttime, because the sun, the moon, and the stars stayed in one place. They did not move around the earth as usual. So how did they know when it's day or it's night? Well, Kindalach, the precious stones which Noach had brought into the Teva, those stones let Noach know when it was daytime or nighttime. During the day, they did not shine, but during the night, it started to shine beautifully. And that's how Noach knew when it was daytime or nighttime. The waters got higher and higher, and after it rained for 40 days and 40 nights, Hashem made that the next 150 days, the waters got stronger and stronger, pushing in all directions, erasing and wiping off everything that's on earth. Now, Kindalach, what happened to the Teva during this time? Well, you can imagine that the Teva on the waters was not going smooth at all. In fact, as our Chachamim tell us, that the waters was pushing the Teva in all directions. The waves were so strong that it threw the Teva like a little ship on a big stormy ocean. All the animals that were in the Teva started to tumble from one place to another, and they started to make loud, wild voices and screams and noises. The lions began to roar. The other animals also started to scream. The oxen, the wolves, everyone and everything was screaming as loud as they can, each one in their language. Also, Noach and his children started to scream and daven to Hashem. Hashem then had rachmanis, had mercy on them, and sent a calm wind to calm down the waters and the waves. And then, Kindalach, everything got quiet. The Teva then just floated calmly on the calm and quiet waters. Hashem then closed the fountains of the deep and the windows of the heaven, and the rain from the heaven stopped. Yes, Kindalach, Hashem closed everything up once again, just like it was before the Mabul, and no more water was coming down or coming out of the ground. But, Kindalach, our Chachamim tell us that Hashem did not close up all of the fountains of the ground that gave out the hot water. There were a few fountains that Hashem let them remain open. Yes, Hashem left them open. And these are special fountains that we know about even today. One of them, Kindalach, is in Eretz Yisrael, in the city of Tveria. One of the fountains are over there, and anyone who goes there knows exactly where that fountain is that gives out warm water. But besides these few fountains, all the other fountains in the world were closed up, and everything became calm and quiet. And then, Kindalach, Hashem made the waters get less and less. The waters kept on going down, and lower and lower, until it was on Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, the tips of the mountain were finally seen. That's right, if you looked out of the Teva, you were able to see the very tip of the mountains. And the waters kept on going down lower and even lower, until one full year was over, when finally Noach was able to leave the Teva. Now, Kindalach, the Torah tells us that there was a very special thing that Noach did before he left the Teva. Before I tell you what that is, I first want to tell you how hard Noach had to work during the entire year in the Teva. Noach was up during the day and during the night. He didn't even have hardly any time to sleep. He had to take care of all the animals and the thousands of birds, beasts. They all had to be fed. Each animal had to have his food at a different time. Some animals eat by day. Some of them eat very early in the morning. Some of them eat at all different hours of the night. Noach and his sons worked around the clock, during the day and during the night. It once happened, Noach was late with his food for the lion, and the lion kicked him. Ouch! Noach walked away limping. Now, Kindalach, there was an animal by the name Zikis. Zikis did not want to eat any of the food that Noach gave him. Noach didn't know what kind of food did Zikis like to eat. Once, as Noach was cutting open another fruit, a pomegranate, a worm fell out of the fruit. Immediately, Zikis jumped and opened its mouth and swallowed the worm. Now Noach knew what kind of food the Zikis animal eats and made sure to have enough worms for him for every meal. It once happened, Kindalach, that Noach noticed that there was a bird by the name Chol who was in a cage hidden in the inner part of the Teva. Noach realized that he did not give Chol his food. Noach went over to Chol and said, "Didn't you need food?"
"I didn't want to bother you. I didn't have the heart to trouble you," answered Chol. "I saw how busy you were, and I decided that I don't want to give you extra work."
"My bracha is upon you," Noach said. "My wish for you is that you should live forever." Yes, Kindalach, Noach worked very, very hard. In fact, it is because of this special schus, this merit that Noach had of taking such good care of the animals, that Hashem remembered his special schus and made the waters calm down. Hashem closed the fountains of the earth and sent a special wind to spread out the water and make it go down. After the waters went down enough that Noach noticed the tips of the mountain were showing already, Noach waited yet another 40 days. And then Noach opened the window of the Teva. Noach was wondering if the air outside is good enough for man and for animals. How will he find this out? So he decided to send a messenger, a bird, to find out what's doing. Of all the birds of the Teva, Noach chose the Oirev, the raven. But Kindalach, the raven did not want to go. Why didn't the raven want to go? Well, you see, Kindalach, the raven is not a kosher animal. There were only two of them, a tati and a mami. Now, when Noach sent the tati raven out, the tati raven was afraid that Noach most probably wants to take away the mami raven for himself. So what did the raven do? The raven kept on flying around and around, not going away from the teva. When the raven came back to the window to go in, Noach did not want to let him in. Hashem said to Noach, "Let him in, for there will come a time when the raven will do something good. In 1370 years from now, a very great and holy man, Eliyahu HaNavi, will be hiding himself from a wicked king and will not have any food for himself. Then I will send the ravens to bring him food. So take him into the teva." Upon hearing this, Kindalach, Noach let the raven come right away into the teva. Now I want you to know, Kindalach, the raven was one of the three in the teva who did not listen to Noach's rules. There were certain rules that Noach made for all the animals, how the tatis and mamis should live during the time of the mabul. The raven did not listen. Also, the dog did not listen. And one more who did not listen was Cham. And as a punishment, Hashem made that Cham's skin turn black. And since then, all of his children are also black forever. Noach then waited 7 days. And then he sent out the dove, the Yaina, to see if the waters had already gone down.